This is the Thursday, April 12th, 2018, meeting of the Lincoln County Fair Board. Let the record reflect that we do not have a quorum, that only Jim Beisman is present. Since we do not have a quorum, there will be no decisions made this morning. In fact, we will do nothing except the following. If there is anyone here who has come this morning for the express purpose of addressing the Fair Board, I'm going to invite you to come forward now at this time and make your statement, whatever it is. Again, without a quorum, no decision can be made. But you can come forward, make your statement. It will be reflected in the minutes, and the Fair Board can act upon it later if need be. So is there anyone who wishes to address the Fair Board this morning? Yes, sir. Come forward, please. State your name for the record and make your statement.
My name is Bill Rendell, and I attended the joint meeting last night in Depot Bay, and I just wanted to reinforce a couple of observations, if I might. First, it's important to note that the opposition to the redevelopment of the Lincoln County Commons has not done the research required to understand that for a variety of reasons, simply reallocating the property and funds to low-income housing is not feasible or possible. Settled law would override this issue. I wish someone would create a statement to that effect that would set the record straight so that the people on the other side and the people on, if there is sides, everybody understands what's going on here. I'm speaking primarily about the property that was deeded or gifted for 4-H or fair use, as well as the voter-approved tax measures that would have to be unwound or radically altered. Monies paid back to people would be horrible. It's just, there's no way to do that, as I see it, as it's settled. Second, regarding the issue of transparency that was brought up last night, it's my observation that for more than a decade of published documents, you, the Fair Board members, and the commissioners have done far more due diligence than we see in many projects nationwide of this effort. In the effort to inform the public, you have made sure you get this redevelopment right for the community. And they have voted it as such. Anyone suggesting that you haven't been transparent simply is not paying attention or has a different agenda. I want to implore you to stay the course, Commissioner, and all the commissioners and the council members, as they do. And I think they're right. They're certainly right in doing that. They have the votes. This project is good for all facets of the community, our state, and greatly needed by the people of Lincoln County. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else who wishes to make a statement to the Fair Board?
Mr. Beisman, I have just a quick observation. Todd Williver with 4-H Youth Development. I attended the joint meeting last night as well, and the observation that I had was that even those opposed to the Lincoln County Commons redevelopment all had fantastic stories about being 4-H youth, their experience in 4-H programs, as well as their experience with the fairgrounds. And it just seems a little disingenuous to me that they would testify to how good their youth growing up and youth development experience was in 4-H programs, and yet say now that they benefited from that, let's do away with that or not consider this redevelopment. I don't know if that went unnoticed. I hope that it didn't, but I wanted to restate it so we're sure that we see it.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to make a statement to the Fair Board this morning? Yes, ma'am, come forward. State your name, please, for the record.
My name is Kathy DeWalk.
Kathy.
This is Winnie Greenshields.
Okay.
And there's one other person on our team who's not present, Alana Miklick.
Okay.
We're here today because we have a dream, and the dream is to find a piece of property where we can install an educational greenhouse. We want to be able to use that to do workshops, planting parties, seeding workshops, that kind of thing. So we're looking for a piece of property, someplace to put this building. The building would be best 24 by 60 feet, so 1,400 feet about. I've been driving by the fairgrounds, and I love the piece of property on that northwest corner where the, where they do the composting of the, you know, when they mow the lawns and clean out the stalls, they have a composting area. So along 7th Street, we have, as a team, we've gone and looked at other chapters' greenhouse facilities and noticed that several of the other counties have these and use them for all kinds of different reasons. Currently, we do workshops at the South Beach Community Center. We do them over at the college in the community room, places like that. We go to other people's homes if they have lots of parking and do our workshops there. We've used Big Creek Park to do workshops there. That's outdoors, so we're looking for a place to put a building.
All right. To make it permanent and to help master gardeners grow in the Lincoln County.
And to do workshops with 4-H students, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, badges, that kind of thing.
Mr. Bellamy, you had a comment?
Just a couple questions. Do you need water and electricity to the site?
We would.
Okay.
And access to restrooms or a porta potty.
Okay.
And maybe one other thing for the public, Master Gardener plant sale. Can you tell us what day that will be this year?
That's on May 19th at the fairgrounds.
All right. Again, your comments will be reflected in the record. The rest of the other two fair board members will see them. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You for your time.
Is there anyone else who wishes to address the fair board this morning?
I guess I'm.
Forward, please state your name for the record.
Deborah Jones. So I'm here on behalf of Pacific Equestrian Club. We would like to do 3 horse shows in the outdoor arena at the county fairgrounds. July, we gave 2 dates because we don't care if they're Saturday or Sunday, so we're looking for availability. July 14th and 15th, August 18th and 19th, and September 15th and 16th. And so we'd like to know what that arrangement needs to be, number one, and then also a discussion about fee, and would the fee include arena preparation and watering, or what would we be responsible for? We're happy to be responsible on the front end if the fee is accommodating for the energy we have to put in to prepare the place, but we need to know that because we don't know what's available anymore.
Okay, again, I can't make no decision and cannot answer your question this morning, but one quick question. You've given 3 weekends, so you want either the Saturday or Sunday of each of the 3 weekends?
We need 3 dates.
So 3 days,
okay. Right.
But you don't
so
care about Saturday
in July,
or Sunday.
Date in August, right. Date in September.
Okay.
Yeah. So
all right.
Whichever day works is fine.
Your
outdoor arena and the crow's nest.
All right. Your request will go to the other members of the fair board. We'll deal with it when we have a quorum, have the opportunity to do so.
All right. Okay, great.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Wiseman, I did tentatively add those dates to the calendar as well. So they're on there tentatively so that maybe you see those or the fair board members can.
Okay, if we can make sure that Mr. Williver's comment about that is in the record also so that the other members of the board will know that that's been done. Is there anyone else who wishes to address the fair board this morning? Yes, sir. Come forward. State your name for the record.
Ron Goulet, and I'm a former Blue Ribbon Committee person, and I just like to say that the fair has been in business for like 110 years, and we've gone through this numerous times and discovered that, you know, this is the best piece of property for the fairgrounds, and it was dedicated to 4-H primarily. And I guess I heard earlier that they were saying that they went to 4-H and benefited from it, now they want to get rid of it. That's pretty much a selfish attitude. But the 4-H people, my kids have gone through 4-H, and I wouldn't want to deprive anybody else from going through it. We have other programs that just don't seem to nurture the youth and enhance them, and they're going to be the future generation and our leaders of the community. My kids are perfect examples. They went through 4-H, all been successful, college, all bought houses last year. And do you want that kind of people, or do you want the people hanging around skateboard parks with their pants hanging down, selling drugs, yelling profanities, and other such nature? Not all the kids are doing that, but I've had to yell at the kids to behave themselves and clean up their lives. So for Carla Perry to come out here with her uneducated group and want to steal this privilege that we've generated for the kids in the future and other future generations, I think is very selfish and ignorant. And they should be educated on respect for kids instead of being an adult, you know, instead of being an immature adult and want to take the privileges away from future generations. So I think the 4-H is a benefit program. We've discussed it. We need to go ahead with it. And it could only do good and benefit for the community and our future generation. And that's basically it.
All right, thank you, sir. Is there anyone else who wishes to comment for the fair? Yes.
Now I'm coming back as Deborah Jones, taxpayer. There's a difference. I, too, attended the meeting last night, as you know, and I appreciate the public process and the democratic system, and certainly I would agree that due diligence has been well paid over 10 years. I think it's also important that, and I think Todd prefaced this last night, referring to the reason that got changed from the fairgrounds to the commons and that thought process. I heard a lot of people, and specifically one gentleman, talk about the event center, and I think it warrants having a conversation with your consultants and for it to be emphatically stressed amongst all the people that are working on this project. That correct terminology is going to be key in gaining support. You are not building new. You are replacing old. Those buildings have been there over 50 years. They're dilapidated. They need to be replaced. And the fact that what I call the asset that once existed there 50 years ago doesn't exist today has to do with the fact that, as you well know, deterioration has happened over time and there wasn't a good business model, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And its use has declined as a result of the conditions of the property. This process to get funding and to have this all well vetted over 9 or 10 years, which seems a little bit, you know, crazy to a consumer or in a taxpayer, I think that it's really important to contextualize what the vision is, that there is an economic development driver. I didn't hear that term last night at all from anybody in the room, and I don't believe it's well understood how economic development impacts working families, how it impacts businesses, how it impacts everybody who is within a reasonable area. Travel Oregon says that when you have a place, for example, like Chinook Winds, that people, or they stay in a hotel, even in Newport, that their geographical transportation is 50 miles benefit to that community. You need some experts in the room who can speak to those kinds of economic purposes in why you are seeking to not only make it a great place for 4-H and a great place for a county fair and a great place for nonprofit fundraisers and a great place for any other assortment of activities, but when the consultant was challenged on those sizes of activities and that information, that data was from 2014 and it was based on interviewing other fairgrounds. And I would like to think that the vision for the commons is a little grander than what you're thinking about for traditional fairgrounds. So some of those venues, some of those kinds of activities, you know, in 3 or 4 years have changed, and the volume and what people are interested in have changed. And just as an example, one of the things that people love to go to now are these Mother Earth events, where they get to learn all about how to be eco-friendly in their planting and their whatever. So I think it's important that that message is adequately translated between all the fair board members in terms of being aware of how they speak and the county commissioners. Because I felt like when somebody can call you out on a term that your consultant used, like an event center, and try to make that into something it's not, that sort of, you know, sidetracks the conversation, the purpose, and all that. And I think the intention of this is to create economic development, support youth in the community of every nature, not just 4-H. And it's to support nonprofits and families and to give them a great park in Newport, frankly, because Newport doesn't really have any big parks for families. So I think over the 10 years, we've had all these discussions. We've talked about vegetation on the property. We've talked about parking spaces. We've talked about internal building designs, event types. We've talked about the outdoor pavilion, you're calling it now, instead of the arena. So I think some of that verbiage needs to be consistent throughout everyone who's having this conversation. My suggestion. And I would hire an economic development expert to come in and assist in crafting that message and making sure that it's clear and concise and that it has up-to-date information and feasibility with reflection as to what's really going on in the marketplace now. Not what went on 4 years ago, and actually maybe even 5 or 6 years ago, frankly. Because Eco Northwest did do that. Just to be clear, they you know, my recommendation may not be them. We ran the fair at the time that they did that assessment. The woman called me. She was a professor from the University of Oregon Business Department. She conducted the survey of those events and those dollar volumes and those budgets from all those fairgrounds based on my suggestions back in 2014. So I'm just saying, they went through and did a little bit of calculation over here on the side, but you need somebody who's in this business, not a professor from the University of Oregon, and I'm not discrediting her qualifications as a business consultant and as a fact gatherer, but if you want me to call fairs and gather your facts, I'll do it for free. Save your money and hire a real high-caliber economic development person to come in and guide this conversation and the future of this project. I'm done.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to make a statement for the fair board this morning? Sir, you've spoken, and I see we have another lady who wishes to speak. Why don't you come forward, ma'am? State your name for the record, please.
So Michelle Osterhout, Lincoln County 4-H and Lincoln County Fair. Todd sort of pointed out that it would be advisable if I let you know at this meeting, in spite of the lack of attendance of fair board members. I have actually given my notice at Lincoln County Extension Office and will be leaving May 18th is my last day in the office. And so I will be at the next fair board meeting and hopefully get to see everyone before I leave. But it seemed also worthwhile to enter a few thoughts. I was new in the county and new to 4-H. I'm not a lifer in that sense, so this was all very new to me. And I have seen how important the Lincoln County Commons is, and I greatly appreciate what Deborah said about communicating the message, because I overheard people this weekend talking about the meetings and so forth, and finding that common language, I think, will be a helpful term. We even amongst ourselves have a very hard time shifting that to the commons versus fairgrounds. People continue to think of it as a fairgrounds, and it is so much more than that. As you already know, we hold the 4-H Youth Development Program there, we have after-school programs there, PEC, Pacific Equestrian Club, takes advantage of it, and I know a lot more, just as was noted, more entities would be able to avail themselves of that space when it's in a shape to do so, and I know that that's the vision of the Commons, and so I do hope that we're able to get some language around that really encourages people to adopt this as a growth mechanism for our community. And also, it's been amazing to be part of growing the Lincoln County Fair and the new era that it is, and very much so that is looking in the direction, the same direction that the Commons is going. It is a community event. Fairs used to just be about display of agriculture and animals. That's not the case anymore. It continues to grow in that way, and I think that the Commons facility, as the visioning group is proposing it, would definitely support that. And so I didn't attend last night because I knew I'm on my way out the door and it seemed inappropriate. Nonetheless, I've appreciated all the fair board has done, our interim fair board that has so graciously supported this project for so long. And I do wish it all the best as it moves forward, and we'll continue to participate in that in as much as I can. I am, however, headed off to Australia, so it'll be a bit far away. Anyway, thank you for letting me be part of this at this amazing endeavor and all the work that the county does. So, thank you.
Michelle, I'm sure I can speak for the other members of the fair board and myself in saying that we very much appreciate the work that you put into the various activities, the fair and the site and so forth, and we'd like to publicly thank you for that, and the best of luck on your new endeavors.
Thanks. I'll send anybody I can this way. This is an amazing county and a wonderful place to visit, and I look forward to coming back and seeing all the ways it grows and see the new Lincoln County Commons.
Hey. Thank you, Michelle. Sir, you have spoken, but I'll take a quick comment if you...
Thank you. Thank you, Board Member Beisman. My name is Bill Rendell. So much comes up at the times of all the speakers, but... So one thing came up to me that I really feel is quite important, and it's a multi-funded facet of the Commons, which is the pavilion. The pavilion could, under certain tsunami circumstances, i.e. a less devastating tsunami, allow, in other words, if the waters didn't come up to the fairgrounds and destroy everything up there. Very, very slim, slight, probably no chance of that happening. But still, our county seashore would be devastated by a tsunami. We need a dry place for our workmen and women to come and fix stuff undercover. And that pavilion would provide that for our county, as well as the multi-use that it would provide, replacing lost uses for 4-H and urban agro disciplines at the County Commons. So it is my desire to ask the commission and the Fair Board to look for those tsunami funding sources for the covered pavilion. I'm a supporter of all the things that are going on, and I just wanted to emphasize the pavilion's power and multi ways of funding it as well, sir. So thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to address the Fair Board this morning? All right, hearing none, the next meeting of the Lincoln County Fair Board will be Thursday, May 10th, 2018 at 10 a.m. in this room. I thank you all for coming this morning. We are adjourned.